Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Doesn't have your name on it. Strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out. We appreciate it very much, and we think you'll like it too. And if you get a chance, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question. By the way, when you get to the homepage, over on the right, just down the page just a little bit, there's a poll question there. Just click on, just make your choice, read the question and the responses, and make your choice and submit. That's all there is to it. No big deal. You don't have to tell us who you are. We don't know. We won't know who you are. We just know that you've told us what you think about it, and then we'll make sure that we're going to publish and talk about the results of the poll. So check that out when you get a chance. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, original Brain Trust member, I should say. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2010. And Barbara, what are some of the, just talk about some of the key dates and planning, you know, getting ready for the coming tax filing and getting ready for the one that we got to work on right now.
Well, tomorrow is a key date.
Yep.
For self-employed people who have to pay their estimated taxes.
Yep.
And so you have to pay the second installment of your 2010 taxes, and the estimated taxes include your income tax and your self-employment tax.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a variety of ways to pay it. Either, you know, you can send in a check, you can use the government's EFTPS.gov, which is an electronic transfer method where you transfer funds directly from your checking account into the treasury.
Mm-hmm.
You could charge your taxes to a credit card, although I don't think this is a great idea,
right?
Because it's kind of costly. There's a convenience fee, and whatever. The point is, look over where you're at now. Or when you set your first installment back in April, maybe things are looking up. Maybe your revenue is higher than you had expected. Maybe things are slower than you expected. So make adjustments so that you don't over or underpay.
Right. And so that's due on the 15th.
That's correct.
And by at the end of the day, and have you got till how late can you do that electronic thing? All the way to midnight?
Yeah, you do. But it's not a great idea to wait too late, because you want to get your acknowledgement, and that could take a little while. And so, you know, if you can do it earlier, that would be better.
What? So if you're estimating taxes and you don't have all the money you need, what do you do?
Well, unfortunately, that's what happens. People don't have the money they need. I will tell you that I'm involved in a startup company we've launched, and it's called TaxAside.com. And what we do is we automate the set-asides. So that
really?
you put aside a little bit amount each week. It takes the money automatically from your checking account,
right,
and puts it into
a Christmas club account kind of thing?
Exactly. It goes into an FDIC-insured interest-bearing account, and then it automatically transfers the money to the government on the pay date.
That's one of the toughest things, especially for startups.
Especially
the
company
is just sucking cash out. The company is sucking cash out of you so fast. You're not even eating regularly. You're not even well nourished, and yet you have to set something aside every month, every week, and every quarter to keep up to date with the taxes, and never mind the income tax, the payroll tax.
Sure. Well, you know, it's certainly easy to put aside a few dollars every week rather than coming up with a big lump sum on the payment date. The problem is that the quarters aren't even. Between April and June, for example, it's a very short period.
Right.
The next installment is not until September, and so you have a longer time.
Yeah.
So this figures the amount that you need to set aside.
Wait a minute. Yes, that's right. This is June. Why is it happening this way?
Because that's just the dates that Congress chose to set
up. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So So that's why this is great. So I do. I use it, and I just find it, you know, it's just so easy that you just set
and
it so, up.
And how do we find out more about this?
It's at taxaside.com.
Say it again.
Tax aside, like set aside tax.
All right, tax aside.
.com.
And it's easy to use?
You bet. It takes a few minutes to
what
set
it
up.
What does it cost?
The cost is this 30-day free trial, and then $7.95 a month.
Okay. And so, but how do you interface with our account? Do we just transfer it over electronically, or how does that work?
It automates it to take money from your checking account.
Oh, so you actually get it's like a bank draft kind of thing.
It's a bank draft, right?
So okay.
But the great thing is that you have control over it. So if for some emergency you need the money
right,
and you don't
right.
want to pay, you take the money out.
Right. All right. So then do you submit the money at the right time? Does Tax
nope.
Aside?
Tax Aside does it automatically via EFTPS.
Okay. So while you're sleeping,
Tax
Aside kind of takes care of that for you.
Yep.
Boy, that sounds like a good service.
It sure is.
Congratulations on was that your brain? Your idea?
No, it wasn't my brain, but somebody came to me and I said, "Oh my gosh, is this great?" Oh, I, you know,
that sounds like
something
you'd come
like
up with, though. Barbara. Sounds like something you'd come up with.
Yeah, but I've been in from the beginning, and
so you've been their tax advisor.
Excuse me.
You've been their tax advisor.
Actually, I've been their spokesperson.
Oh, good.
And working with SCORE now. Talking with Ken Yancey.
Well, great. Good for you. Well, I'm glad to hear about that. So, folks, it's taxaside.com, right?
Yep.
So check it out. Folks, we're going to talk some more about tax planning and remitting and keeping the IRS happy, if that's possible, after these messages with our good friend Barbara Weltman. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
And I've been doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you're still hanging out with me because we got Barbara Weltman still on the show with us. Barbara is our good friend and a publisher of Big Ideas for Small Businesses, author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2010, on and on. So many resources, folks, that Barbara produces for you and for me and our small businesses every year. And Barbara, I would like for you to tell us how we can find you online, please.
Well, it's easy. You can find me at BarbaraWeltman.com.
And if they go there, they can subscribe to your idea a day, can't they?
That's right. I send out an idea every day, and
365,
sure,
and she even gets that little 1/4 in there at the end of the year, right?
Everyone. Every day.
No, actually, folks, she saves it for the leap year, so she has to work. You have to work overtime a little bit on leap year, don't you, Barbara?
Of course.
Crank that extra one out. So, okay, Barbara. So, BarbaraWeltman.com, folks, it's chock full of good stuff for you. If you're paying taxes and who isn't, then you need to know who Barbara is and what she's up to. Barbara, what are some other things that we need to be paying attention to get ready for the filing? We've got, hopefully, if you didn't pay your tax, you didn't file in the spring, you still got till September for your personal and your LLCs, right?
The LLCs are in September. In October is your personal return, if you ask for an extension.
Oh, that's right. Time. That's right. That's right. I had those backwards. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and the S Corp and C Corp
is
in September. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
right.
Actually, before then, there's another filing that you might have to do. If you have a 401k or profit sharing plan or a defined benefit pension plan, you have to file each year with the government. Actually,
mm-hmm.
you file with Department of Labor. And this year, in most cases, you have to file online. So talk to your tax advisor and make sure you don't miss the deadline. It's July 31st, but because that falls on a Saturday, you have till August 2nd.
All right, so check that out. Barbara, what about if let's say that all of a sudden it looks like maybe we're going to have a pretty good year, and we haven't set up any kind of retirement plans in the past, we haven't funded anything. Is there anything we can do right now to affect 2009?
If you haven't filed for 2009.
And you haven't, but you also haven't established any kind of a retirement plan.
And you haven't established any plan.
But you think you're going to have some cash that you would like to do that to impact your tax paying for 2009.
Well, actually, you're allowed to set up and fund a SEP plan by the extended due date of your return. That's an SEP plan.
So you can literally wait till the moment of your filing your extension.
You're permitted
fulfilling
to
your
do
extension.
That, yeah.
A self-employment plan.
It's a plan, a simplified employee pension plan. It's really like an IRA kind of account that you put money in. If you have employees, you have to put the same percentage of their compensation in for them as you are.
So you can't just
yourself.
Do it for yourself. You have to include your employees.
Exactly.
Okay.
But again, it's as
and
you
can
mentioned,
they take that with them? They can roll that over to somewhere else if they leave.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's their money.
So but if I put in you know 8% for me, I got to put in 8% for them.
That's exactly
okay.
right.
All right.
That's
no, there's exactly no right. no discrimination.
No discrimination.
With a set. So
if you want it for yourself, you got to add it for them.
Okay.
But the great thing about the SEP, which I really I think it's great, is that it's so, like you say, you have until the extended due date of the return to set it up and put the money in. And then also, it's not one of those plans that's subject to the annual reporting.
Ah.
So that July 31st date I just mentioned, you don't have to report every year.
Right.
So it is simple. So administratively, you don't have to, you set it up, and all you have to do is worry about putting the money in. You don't have to do anything else.
So it's possible to still cut my tax bill for 2009 by setting up or adding to the funding of an existing SEP.
That's right. And that's the only kind of plan that could be set up after
that's kind of retroactive, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah. The others you have to have like an IRA or some of them you got to have done by the fall. Some of them you have to have finished by the end of the year. IRAs you got to have done by the April 15th, that kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the only late bloomer that you can
right.
use.
20 seconds, Barbara, last thoughts.
Last thoughts. The extender bills are moving through Congress. This is a shame. We're halfway done with the year, and we don't know what's going to be effective as retroactively January 1.
They don't get it, do they, Barbara?
No. How are you supposed to plan for taxes when you don't know what the law is?
How are we going to? Yeah, which is part of the recovery, right?
Which is part of the recovery.
Yeah. You know, we shouldn't pay these guys unless they do their job, Barbara.
Pay would be wonderful.
We need that. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot.
BarbaraWeltman.com. Don't forget to check that out, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.